Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this episode of the Beaver Dam. I am your host, Tyler Avila, and I am going alone tonight. Trent is preoccupied with some other things, and that's totally okay. We're both college students, and we're pretty busy. So, in this episode tonight, we are going to discuss what happened over the weekend in Bluffton Athletics. Right now, it's about 69 degrees with rain. It's a more like fall than what we had last week. It was more of a summer week. Now we're just getting smacked in the face with fall weather, and I'm totally okay with it. I mean, it's hoodies. I love hoodies. And get to dress warmer and look nicer. I got a lot of nice clothes that's more for fall and winter, so I'll be breaking those out here soon. But I do want to make amends and apologize to any Buffalo Bills fans out there. Last week, I said how bad the Bills were, and they surprised me yesterday. They steamrolled through with the Minnesota Vikings 27-6. So, hopefully, if you were in a pick'em league and you picked the Vikings, I'm sorry. I stayed away from that game. Yeah. The Bills made a statement. They proved me wrong from being trash, and they're actually pretty solid. So I apologize to any Bills fans out there in the world, in Bluffton, and listening to us right here, right now on 96.1 The Wit. So when we come back from this break, we'll discuss women's and men's cross country. They did not have a race this weekend, but we'll let you know when they are racing this week. We'll discuss men's and women's golf. They held the Beaver Fall Classic over the weekend. And then we'll end with men's soccer, who had a game yesterday at the Sears Complex. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Wit.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Wit.
Welcome back to the Beaver Dam. And as I mentioned before the break, we will discuss cross, men's and women's golf, and men's soccer. So diving on into cross country, they have not raced since September 15th at the Blue River Memorial Park College Invitational. That was hosted by Manchester. The men's and women's cross country team will travel up to Akron this weekend at the Civil Creek Metro Park to compete in the All Ohio Championships. Like to wish both the men's and women's cross country teams the best of luck this weekend. The women's team will race first. That race will start at 2:00, and then 45 minutes later, the men's team will start off their race at the All Ohio Championships. So, and good luck to these men's and women's cross country teams again, not only from me, but from Trent and the rest of the Beaver Dam and Whit Marsom staff. Moving on from cross, the men's and women's golf team held the Beaver Fall Classic over the weekend. On Saturday, it was actually held at the Beaver Golf Course. And the men's team, they played very well. They shot a 356 on Saturday. Freshman Spencer Daniels led the Beavers with an 86, while sophomore Dakota Pratt was just two strokes back with an 88. Freshman Carter Mumbauer and Nick Offenberger turned in matching 91s to round out Bluffton's top four on Saturday. The men were back in action at 9:00 on Sunday when they teed off at the Hidden Creek Golf Club in Lima. The men's team shot a 351 on Sunday. It was a beautiful day for golf. Not hot, it was sunny, a nice cool breeze throughout the day. Bluffton moved past HCAC rival Anderson University by a single stroke as the Beavers finished the weekend with a 7-0-7 total. Spencer Daniels and Michael Femiani led the way with scores of 85 and 86 respectively. Anthony Mungia finished with an 89 for a 180 on the weekend, while Dakota Pratt, Carter Mumbauer, and Nick Offenberger all checked in with identical 90s on Sunday. Heidelberg University had a 6-0-3 and captured the three-stroke victory with Capital University 6-0-6, Defiance College 6-0-7, and Miami University Hamilton 6-0-8, separated by just two strokes. Capital's Logan Holbrook took top honors at the Beaver Fall Classic with a 2 under 142, which included a 67 on Saturday. That is, from my little knowledge on golf, I do believe that's very, very good. The Bluffton men's golf team traveled to Browns Run Country Club for the Harrier Fall Classic in Middletown this Saturday, so good luck to the men's golf team. Moving on to the women's golf team, they also competed in the Beaver Fall Classic. This women's golf team shot a 441 on day one of the Beaver Fall Classic at the Bluffton Golf Club on Saturday. Keely Briggs led the way with a 103. Nipping at her heels is Briley Oberdorf, who carded a 104. Rounding out the scores for the Bluffton women at their home course was Abby Bullion and Courtney Kretzmar, who checked in with scores of 114 and 120 respectively. The women also jumped right back into action at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning when they teed off at the Hidden Creek Golf Club. This golf team shot its best round of the year on day 2 of the Beaver Fall Classic. The Beavers fired a 414, giving Bluffton an 855 and an 8th place finish at Hidden Creek Golf Club. Freshman Briley Oberdorf was spot on with a 90 for the lowest score by a Bluffton woman this year. She shot a team best 194 for the weekend. Abby Bullion also cracked 100 with an 89 for a 212 at the Classic. Keely Briggs and Courtney Kretzmar shot a 111 and a 115 respectively, giving them 214 and 235 for the tournament. Ohio Northern bested Franklin College for the tournament championship, with Lydia Kramer of the Polar Bears taking home medalist honors thanks to a 157. She shot an 83 on day one and a 74 on day two. Bluffton returns the action when the Beavers head to Liberty County Club in Liberty, Indiana for the HCAC preview this Saturday. So good luck as well to this women's golf team this weekend. So unfortunately, moving on to men's soccer, I do not have Trent here to give a better recap than what I would, or than what I am going to give right now, because he actually got to play in the game and he knows a heck of a lot more of soccer than what I do. So if it's short and sweet, I'm sorry. I'm just reading what the Athletics page has. So yesterday, Bluffton hosted Muskingum University in a 1 o'clock matchup. Bluffton dropped this game 4-1. Bluffton is now 1-7 on the year, and Muskingum is now 4-4 on the year. Muskingum University found the back of the net 3 times in the second half en route to the 4-1 victory over Bluffton. An own goal put the visitors up 1-0 in minute 29. That remained the difference until Mitchell Corey crashed in for Muskingum at the 54-14 mark. Trey Boger sandwiched his first 2 goals of the season around a Dalton Tanner header in the final 5 minutes as Muskingum walked away with the 4-1 victory. Both teams finished with 14 shots in the match. Bluffton forced 3 more corner kicks, 12-9, while Muskingum was whistled for 3 more fouls, 12-9. Freshman Hunter Fleck tallied 6 saves for the Beavers, and Alex Foster delivered his 3rd assist of the season. Bluffton will start a 3-game road series this Wednesday as they finish their non-conference games on Wednesday at Worcester. That's a 4 o'clock matchup against the Fighting Scots. Then this Saturday and also next Wednesday, Bluffton is away. The men's soccer team will be at Rose Holman to kick off the HCAC play. That's a 3:30 start at Rose on Saturday. And then next Wednesday, the men's soccer team will travel up to that other purple school to take on the Yellow Jackets of Defiance. And that is also a 3:30 kickoff as well. So we're going to take our last break of the evening. Don't go away, as we still have women's soccer, volleyball, and football next here on the Beaver Dam. You're listening to 96.1 The Wit.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I liked kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure.
Tomorrow?
Let's check with Mom. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak. Just make sure you have everything.
Yep. Can we walk home?
How about a taxi? 233 North Maple, please.
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Also, find fun activities to do like boating and biking or camping and hiking, plus much more. It's all right in your naturehood.
Best day ever.
A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, and a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Your home for Beaver Athletics. 96.1 The Wit.
And we are back here with the Beaver Dam. Start things off in this final segment. We'll kick off with women's soccer. The women's soccer team traveled to Notre Dame, where they took on St. Mary's of Indiana. I was told that they got to travel and tour the Notre Dame campus. I heard there was a little bit of sneaking and entering during the tour, and they got on the basketball court and they got into the football stadium. Unfortunately, could not get on the field, but I heard it was a good experience. Other than this game, which was not a good experience for this women's soccer team, so Bluffton dropped a 2-0 decision at St. Mary's College on a comfortable Saturday, September 22nd. St. Mary's evened its record at 4-4, while the Beavers slipped to 1-6 on the season. Senior Skylar Liming fired 4 shots, 2 on frame, while freshman Julia Gibson chipped in with 3 attempts. Sophomore keeper Sienna Sullivan came away with 9 saves for the Beavers. St. Mary's had a marked 25-8 edge in shots. Jesus! Again, a completely outrageous shot total between Bluffton and the other team. They really need to work on that offensive game. They need to do something because it's not there. But the home team was also whistled for 2 more fouls, 8-6. The victors forced 3 more corner kicks, 5-2. Bluffton will be back at the Sears Complex for a 3:30 matchup with Heidelberg tomorrow. So if you guys are not doing anything, make sure you go check out your Lady Beavers on the soccer field tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. All I have to say is I'm going to be late to that game. I have a 2:30 to 3:45 class, so I'll be about half hour late. So make sure you guys come out and support your Lady Beavers. The Bluffton volleyball team traveled to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for the Carnegie Mellon Doubletree Invitational this past weekend. They had games on Friday and Saturday, and on Friday, Bluffton dropped both games. Bluffton came up short to Ohio Athletic Conference members Mount Union and Muskingum on Friday. The Beavers fell to 6-9 on the season. In the first game, Bluffton played Mount Union, and Mount Union swept the Beavers 25-21, 25-15, and 25-19. Bluffton battled back from an 18-6 deficit in the Carnegie Mellon Doubletree Lidlifter, following a Cassim Ledeck kill before Mount Union closed it out with a service ace for the 25-21 victory. Down 2-0, the Beavers forced a Purple Raider timeout at 11-8 in the third. 5 straight counters from Mount Union sandwiched around 2 Beaver timeouts helped the Purple Raiders to a 19-15 advantage. Bluffton was unable to get closer than 2 points in the 25-19 Mount Union clincher. Outside hitter Bethany Martini hit a 318 with 9 kills against just 2 errors in the opener. Fellow senior Aaron Weisgarber just missed out on a triple-double with 24 assists, 10 digs, and 7 kills. She hit a blistering 636 thanks to no errors on only 11 attacks. Ledeck hit a 333 with 4 putaways. Remy Bauer and Maddie White added 7 and 6 kills respectively. Jesse Gibson chipped in with 4 kills and no errors for a 500 hitting clip. Freshman Brooke Clemens scooped up a match-high 15 digs. In the second game between Muskingum on Friday, Bluffton dropped that one 3-1. Muskingum won the first set 25-6. They won the second set 25-18. The Beavers fought back in that third set, winning a 31-29 thriller, but Muskingum took the fourth with a 25-12 clinching victory in Bluffton's second match of the afternoon. Martini and sophomore Sarah Heidinger connected with setter Aaron Weisgarber 9 times apiece in the fourth setter. Maddie White chipped in with 8 winners. Weisgarber and Jesse Gibson tallied 6 kills apiece. Weisgarber ran the offense and dished out 33 assists to go along with her 7 pickups. Clemen pitched in 13 digs against the Muskies, while Martini helped out with 11. Bluffton was back in action at the Carnage Mellon on Saturday. The Beavers went to battle with Marietta and Elizabethtown, and that started at 1 o'clock. Bluffton saw brighter days on Saturday when they swept both Marietta and Elizabethtown. The Beavers went 2-2 at the Carnage Mellon Doubletree Invitational, and they are now 8-9 on the year. Senior Bethany Martini torched Marietta with 19 kills and a 5.16 hitting percentage. Also wailing away on the Pioneers was sophomore Remy Bauer, who went for 8 kills and no errors on just 13 swings for a blistering 6.15 hitting percentage. Senior Jesse Gibson hit 4.62 with 7 kills against just 1 error. The Beavers fashioned a ridiculous 4.04 hitting percentage for the match and added to their firepower with 10 aces. Aaron Weisgarber, who went over 1,000 career digs in the first match of the day, handed out 31 assists to go along with her 9 pickups. Freshman libero Brooke Clemen came up with a match-high 14 digs. In the sweep, Bluffton won in the first set 26-24 over Marietta, 25-9, and then 25-14. Martini continued her hot play with 13 kills and 8 digs in the sweep of Elizabethtown. Bauer had another superb outing, going for 9 kills and a 304 hitting percentage. Freshman Maddie White and sophomore Sarah Heidinger chipped in with 7 and 6 kills respectively. Gibson was in on 3 blocks. Weisgarber, who led the Beavers with 14 digs, dished out 33 assists for the victors. Clemen picked up 12 digs, while senior Abby Rohrbach and Courtney Zimpfer added 11 digs apiece. And the sweep, Bluffton won in the first set 25-14, 25-22, and 25-18 to close out Elizabethtown. Bluffton is off until this coming Saturday, when they kick off the HCAC action against 2017 HCAC champion Hanover College. The first serve is slated for 5:30. Come out and support your Beavers following the home football game with Mount St. Joseph. And speaking of football, the football team had a game this weekend against Hanover College at home at Alumni Field inside Dwight Salzman Stadium. Now, this Bluffton University football team struggled to move the ball in a 28-10 loss to Hanover on Saturday. Bluffton fell to 1-3 overall on the year and 1-1 in the HCAC, while the Panthers went 1-2 and 1-0 in the conference, earning their first victory of the year. Hanover jumped out to a quick 14-0 advantage midway through the opening quarter after a 32-yard touchdown reception from Connor Gibson and a 37-yard run by Sean Cohen. The Beavers finally found the scoreboard with 5:32 to play in the second quarter when Adam Duncan hit a 34-yard field goal to cut the lead to 21-3. With 2:31 left in the game, junior Trenton Besgrove hit Caleb Howman for a 9-yard touchdown pass to make the final score 28-10. Bluffton did not play well on the offensive side of the ball, as they only totaled 197 yards. Sophomore quarterback Plemon Gardner went 12 for 25 for 120 yards. Senior Drake Campbell had a solid day on the ground, running 15 times for 59 yards, with a long carry of 18 yards. Senior Thaddeus Phillips had 2 catches for 29 yards. The Panthers, on the other hand, had a heyday on the offensive side of the ball. They went for 365 total yards of offense in the victory. On the defensive side for Bluffton, Donovan Clark led the team with 11 tackles, which included some key stops throughout the afternoon. Sophomore Stefan Kazakowski had 9 tackles, while Brian Coleman Jr. picked off the Panthers twice in addition to his 7 solo tackles. Hanover had 19 first downs compared to just 8 first downs for the Beavers. Bluffton finished with a 5-minute edge in time of possession, which time of possession doesn't really matter if you're not really scoring the ball. Bluffton's going to have their work cut out for them as the 3-1 overall and 2-0 conference-leading Mount St. Joseph Lions roll into town on Saturday. That game will be a 1:30 kickoff. Floyd Krajovic and I will have live play-by-play coverage of the game around 1:15 on Saturday. So make sure you guys go out and support your Beavers at the football game on Saturday. And then after the game, make sure you guys travel over to the Sommer Center to cheer on your volleyball team as they take on Hanover. And that wraps up this episode of the Beaver Dam. Thank you for listening, and I encourage you to come back and listen to us on Friday. Check out our previous podcasts. Search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play the WIT 96.1 podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TheBeaverDam961. For more stories and information, check out our website, BlufftonWIT.com, and subscribe. This has been Tyler Avila, and thank you for listening to 96.1 The WIT. Roll Beave.